February 12, 2020, Brachot Daf Mem. I'm sorry? Oh, that's good. That's good. Listen, it doesn't matter who teaches, as long as people learn Daf Yomi. What difference does it make, guy? I gave a shiur on Shabbos in Israel, Daf Yomi. So my aunt asked me to. And so it was good. It's the first time we had actually women this year. I've been encouraging women the whole time to come. So that was our first co-ed Daf Yomi class. But okay, in Israel, everything is a little bit different. Okay, let's start Mem Amud Aleph, right? That's where I understand you're up to. So we're discussing, the sixth parak. This is the first one. Daf Mem Amud Aleph, the brachas on food. And for the last few plot, the Gemara has been going through this food, that food, and at what stage of production it is, depending on what bracha you make. So, from what I understand, you got to Mem Amud Aleph, right? So we have, right? We're at the beginning of Mem Amud Aleph? Okay. So it's Amar Rav. We'll start Mamash at the beginning. Okay, because it's Amar Rav. Tol Baruch, Eino Tzarich Livarech. Okay, means like this. After you wash and you make a motzi, you can't talk. You're not allowed to talk between a bracha and when you're going to perform the mitzvah. So a person cuts the bread, and before he eats the bread, right there, before he eats the bread, he tells everybody, here, take a piece of bread and make a bracha. Tol Baruch, Eino Tzarich Livarech. So he doesn't have to make another bracha. For example, if you talk between your putting on tefillin, you have to make another bracha. You're not allowed to talk in between putting on tefillin. It nullifies the bracha that you make. That's what Rashi points out. So it depends what the... you have that in a lot of mitzvot. So here, it's considered part of the mitzvah too. You're telling him to make a bracha. So then the Gemara says, Havei Liftan, Tzarich Livarech. But if a guy says, okay, bring the salt. You put salt on the bread, or bring some, butter, something to put on the bread. Then he has to make the bracha again because that serves as a hefsek that interrupts before the bracha, and he has to make a bracha again. Rav Yochanan disagrees. Afilu Liptan. He says, pass the salt. You see this very often on Friday night. Somebody wash and somebody, you notice there's not salt, so. I don't know if you've ever seen this, but then the person making hamotzi will yell at melach. So Jeremiah can say, get the salt, whatever. He doesn't have to have the, or heviyo melach. So then, so Rav Yochanan says he also doesn't have to be blessed again. Gvil le ture. However, he says, bring food for the ox. The tor is, the top and the sheen in Aramaic and Hebrew are often interchangeable. So a tor means a shore. So bring food for the ox. Then he asked the bench, because that's not part of the meal. That's a separate idea. Rav Sheshet says, no. Afilu kvila turi nami eino tzarich livarech. Even if he says, get food for the oxes, doesn't have to make a bracha. Why? It's a beautiful halacha. Damar Rav Yehuda Amar Rava, well-known halacha, I think. Asur la'adam sheyochal konim sheyitei machal labem tov. It's forbidden to eat before you feed your animals. Jew has to feed their animals before they eat. Why? Presumably because the animals can't take care of themselves. When you have we're talking about a domestic animal, your animal. So where's it going to eat? They're dependent on you. So you have to make sure they eat before you eat. And the Gemara derives it from a pasuk we say in Shema every day, "V'natati esev b'sadchal v'abdecha b'chalta b'hadar." And only verse you give, "Natati esev," I will give grass. It's really the pshat of the pasuk, I think. Well, the way the Gemara, I'll give grass for your animals. Well, that's what the pasuk says. Okay, but hadar, and then it says bachalta vesvata, and then it says you should eat and be satisfied. So first you feed the animals, then you can eat. So whether that's a real deen or right, a real like biblical law, which it sounds like, or just an asmachta, but it sounds like it's a real biblical law that you're not allowed to eat before you feed your animals. Okay, I don't know if anybody has a dog or a cat or something, you have to be concerned about that halacha. By the way, on Pesach, you can't feed your animals chametz. Everybody knows that. Because that's for a slightly different reason, but feeding your animals is an important idea. Amar Rava, by the way, that so comes up. What do you do if you have cows and you have to milk them on Shabbos? Sort of the opposite of feeding. That's a serious issue because of Tsar Balachaim. To milk a cow is a biblical. It's assumed to be a biblical prohibition on Shabbos. So so that's what they do. They have different things. If you milk it and you throw it out, or you, I think in Israel they've designed certain machinery. I don't know exactly. It works automatic, so then it's less of a problem. Like on a Shabbos clock, like the cows go into somewhere and then they. It's automatic. I don't know exactly, but if I think the classical way before you had all this like fancy technology was they would they'd have to milk the animal because it's Tsar Balachaim. The animal is suffering. You're not allowed to let an animal suffer. You're allowed to violate rabbinic law in order to prevent the suffering of animals. So the prohibition on Shabbos is only if you benefit, if you're doing it for its own purpose. You milk the cow so you can drink the milk. But if you milk the cow for the purpose of throwing it in the garbage to relieve the pain, so that's only a rabbinic prohibition, and it's allowed on Shabbos so as not to hurt the animal. Anyways, okay. But, all right. Amar Rava Bar Shmuel Mishum Rav Chiya. Ein habotzea rashay livtsoa ad sheyaviyu melech liftan lifnei kol achad v'achad. So Rava says in the name of Rav Chiya, you're not allowed to cut the bread until they bring the salt, because otherwise it's a hefsek. In other words, you want to eat right after the motzi. This is a problem when you go to weddings and stuff like that, where you wash and it's a 5-minute walk to get back to your seat to eat. That's why in restaurants, that's why the Talmidei Chachamim who own restaurants know to put bread, you know, right where you wash. So then the problem, you're standing, you're supposed to win. Everything has a problem in life. You solve one problem, you start another problem. But you're not supposed to have a big hefsek between the Tilat Yadayim and Hamotzi. But here it's talking, you have to make sure everybody has the salt before you cut the bread. Rava Bar Shmuel Ikla Levei Resh Galuta. So the Gemara tells a story. Rava Bar Shmuel, who is the person who said this law, that you shouldn't cut the bread until you have salt. He was at the house of the exilarch, at the right, Resh Galuta. Afikule Rifta, Ubatsa Lehecha. They brought out bread and he cut it right away. And he didn't ask for salt. They didn't wait to have salt. So Amrele, they said to him, Hadar Marmim Mashmate, are you retracting what you just said that you need salt? Amar Lehu Leitin Sarak Bashash. However you pronounce that word, I'm not sure. But what it means is Bashash Moshe, that's like Bayar Moshe Ki Bashash, he was delayed. Late Din Sarik Bashash. In other words, so like this bread is so fresh or so good, it doesn't need salt. Why do you put salt on the bread? To give it taste. So that's, I guess their bread didn't all have salt when they made it. But this bread was so good, I didn't need salt, so therefore I cut it right away. That is strictly the halacha today, that you don't really need salt, let's say. You don't really need the salt on Friday nights and stuff when the bread. Right, so we put it in the bread already. In other words, strictly speaking, you don't need it. It's my understanding. Yeah, we have a minhag to pour salt. The minhag is to pass salt in the bread. So they used to be they would break bread without salt, then they would add the salt, I think. But we put in the salt before we make the bread. That's what the Gemara is saying over here. I don't have to put salt. The bread already has salt, so I don't have to put it in. So that's the real halacha. We today, sort of as a zecher l'mikdash, put salt. And the Sefer HaChinuch explains, why do you need salt in a korban in the first place? It says it's all about taste. Who would eat food? You're not going to eat food with any salt in it, so don't offer God food without salt. And so that's what he said. It's very mundane, very basic reason. No fancy schmancy stuff. Just salt is good. Who likes seafood? So you shouldn't. It's not inappropriate to bring korban. So here you see from the Gemara, if the food already has salt in it, the bread has salt in it, you don't have to wait to pour on salt. That's exactly what this story is. Okay. V'amar Rava Bar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Chiya. Now we're quoting other things Rava Bar Shmuel saying in Rabbi Chiya. One reference to what we learned 20 blood ago. Ein mei reklaim kalim ele b'yeshiva. If you want to make sure you're fully relieved yourself when you go to the bathroom, you have to sit. You, no matter what you're doing in the bathroom, only if you sit. Why? Because you'll be nervous, as that's how Rashi explains. A person is standing, he's nervous that some of the drippings will go on his body, so he's going to hold back and he won't properly relieve himself. It says says, but if, so it must be, I don't fully get why this makes difference. It must be they were afraid it would rebound off the ground and hit him, like you're going to the washroom on the ground and you're on a surface of bad spack. But if it's on dirt, on sand, on soft sand, so the moisture gets absorbed immediately, so it's not going to bounce back and hit you, so then you can stand. Okay, you don't have anywhere soft to go to the washroom. Remember, we discussed the bathrooms, and it's not like we go to the bathroom. It's out in outhouses in the field. It's totally different. Yamod b'makom gavoa, place in hand place, and go to the washroom on a down a hill. V'yashin b'makom madron, on downhill, so you don't have to worry about the urine flowing backwards to hit you. Okay, that was just because Rav Avraham Shmuel said something. Now we can go back to food, back to eating, put it together, you know, right. Okay, you don't want to eat after reading that Gemara. You're not so hungry. Okay, that's, what can I tell you? That's part of the beauty of the Gemara, you know, everything is, it's all about life, you know, everything goes. Rav Avraham Shmuel Mishmed Rav Chiya. Another teaching, Rav Avraham Shmuel in the name of Rav Chiya. Achar kolit chilatcha achol melech. Whatever you eat, you should eat salt. It seems to be a health thing. That's what it seems to be talking now. V'achar kosh tiyotecha, and whatever you drink, make sure you drink water. Stay mime. This is, water's the healthiest drink. That's what the Gemara is saying. Listen, we know the Rambam says you get, you know, sued for malpractice if you rely on the medications of the Gemara. That's the famous Rambam. And today you get sued for malpractice if you rely on the medication of the Rambam. Now, on occasions, even more than occasions, they were right on. In other words, the things in the Gemara, we know there are things in the Gemara though that they got really well. And some, the Rambam, I think in the fourth parak, I think it is in Hilchot Deyot. The whole chapter in Hilchot Deyot is all about healthy eating, and a lot of it based on is very sound 800 years later. That's where the Rambam writes you get 8 hours sleep, which of course he didn't follow his own halacha. But so this sounds like to be some kind of helping, and I think this is still true as far as what we know. V'yata nizok, and you have a lot of water, no doubt you won't suffer. Tanya namihachi, we learned a similar idea. Achar kol achilatcha achol melech, v'achar kol shtiyatcha shetei mayim, v'yata nizok. Okay, and you won't be harmed. Salt, water and salt is good for you. Tanya yidich, we know, a parent told me, that's a crazy story about a kid who got thrown out of a yeshiva in Toronto, basically, because he asked his rebbe in one of the schools, the Torah is a lot of salt on the korbanot. You have to put salt, all kinds of salt. So he said, too much salt isn't healthy either. So he says, how could the Torah? So he said, it's a very innocent, I think it's a great question. But the rebbe got so upset, and he called the parents, like a chutzpah of the kid, to do that. And the parents pulled the kid out of the school. I don't think they threw him out. But anyway, so don't ask questions. Here you can ask those types of questions. Okay. Tanyirech achoma komacha velo acham melech. But we learned the side, right? Too much salt isn't good. Eat everything, but not salt. Shtei komashkim. Drink a lot of things, but not water. Biyom. I'm sorry. It says the same thing. If you had all food without salt, you should be nervous. It's bad breath. That's what it seems to be. And in the night, the askara is a terrible disease, some kind of a stomach disease. It's very unhealthy. So you better have salt and water day and night. Tanu Rabbanan, hamakveh achilato b'mayim eino ba lidei choli me'ayim. A person who soaks his food in water, like makveh, tons of water with his food, he will not come to an intestinal disease. V'kama, how much water? Amar kisa, kiton. I don't know exactly. A kiton is a jug. I don't know how big the jug was. It means a lot. A couple liters of water. Okay, good. Keton the pot for, I don't know how big the bread is, but for every loaf of bread, a jug of water. Amar Rav Mary, Amar Rav Yochanan, this, haragil ba'adashim, what are the shim? Are lentils, no? A person who has lentils once in 30 days. Monea askara mitoch beito. He prevents this disease from coming to his house. Everything in moderation is good. Achal kol yuma, but if he eats lentils every day, not good for him. Maitama mishum dekasha l'reicha peh. Is that true? It's bad for, maybe it's onions, I don't know. It's bad, not good for bad breath. That's what the Gemara says. Mara Mary, Amar Rav Yochanan, Haragil b'chardal. Chardal is mustard, I think. I don't know if it means the mustard that we have, but or it's probably a mustard seed. But a person who has mustard once in 30 days, Moneav chala'im mitoch beito, he prevents illness from his house. Achal kol yuma, if he eats mustard every day, lo, no, won't help. Not good for my tama mishum de kalsha the chushal liba. It's not good for your heart. It's very fascinating. Whether these are true or not doesn't really interest me. But the Gemara was concerned about bad breath, your heart, your stomach, your intestine. They thought these were the foods that helped you if you eat a little bit, not too much. Very very interesting. I mean, not really like fascinating. You know, interesting, you know, topic, but it's interesting how the Gemara dealt with these issues. Amar Rav Chiya Rashi Amar Rav, haragil bedagim ktanim. If you eat a lot of fish is good. Small fish, I don't know, herring. Come to Kiddush every week, eat herring, probably not shmos herring. Eino bali decholim eyam. You will not come to intestinal disease. Velo od, elisha dagim ktanim mafrim umarbim umvarim kol gufot. Fish is really good for you. It like pru ru, like by the way, the fish are known as the ones that are pru ru in the seas. That's the blessing. You'll bayikul rov. What's the pasuk there? We'll have as many like kids as the fish of the sea. But here mafrim v'rabim, it will make the body feel much better. Eating fish is really helpful, really healthy, which I think is generally assumed today. Okay, first white line. Amar Chama Barabi Chanina. Haragil biketzach, some kind of, I don't know, cumin, I think they translated it, is some kind of a spice. Eino bali de cave lev, won't come to heartburn, I would assume, that's what cave lev. Meitve, I'll ask a question, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, ketzach achat mishishim samanei hamavet. Ketzach is 1/60th of the spice of death. It's like really bad for you. That's what it seems to be. Vayashan the Mizrach Grano, and if a person sleeps to the east of where they store this stuff, Birosho, Damo Birosho, he has blood on his head. In other words, apparently the winds, if he sleeps in a position, he's a musician, the winds will come and blow. I flew back from Israel yesterday. So it was like, it took, I don't know, the flame was going like 520 miles an hour. I went to one point and said, why is the flame going so slow? You know, they fly like a 787. So he said, the winds, you know. Of course, I know everybody knows you fly west. So the guy told me that he flew from New York this week. He flew on the airplane to New York, 8 hours and 40 minutes. Wow. Says it's an all-time record. So when we got on the plane in Toronto on Thursday night, they announced we're going to be in Israel, 9 hours and 40 minutes flight time. Also very good. It was probably a little bit longer, but it was under 10 hours. And coming back was like 12 and a half hours in the air. It's a huge difference. It's a huge, huge difference. So the winds are very, how they blow. And when we get to Bava Batra in a few years, so we'll learn all the laws of zoning. The Gemara is a whole parak on zoning law, really very modern, like parak. And the Gemara discusses the industry, how far you have to an industry away from the residential areas. The Gemara discusses the winds from the west and how far you have to separate there. So here, Mish is saying, the Gemara is saying the same thing. You have to be very careful. You don't want to sleep next where the wind of this spice. In other words, it's really bad for you. So how can the Gemara say it's good? Lo kasha, habarecho habatamo. Its taste is very good, but the smell of it is very bad. Okay, Ema, so it's not a contradiction. You can eat it, but you shouldn't smell it. I don't. That's. I think isn't that kind of hard to do, but whatever. Ema de Rabbi Yirmiya, the mother of Rabbi Yirmiya, afyale rifta. She would bake bread. Umat gale umakafalin. She would put cumin in it. Madapka put it in a makafalin, and then she would cover it. So you wouldn't smell it because the smell it tastes good, but it smells bad. It's like the medicine, Buckley's medicine. That's the opposite. It tastes bad, but it's good for you. That type of thing. Nothing more saying. Okay. Rav Yehuda mer boreini meinei dishem. So Rav Yehuda says, right, when you eat vegetables, right, you make boreini meinei dishem. Esa masriya desha, right, the pasuk there. What does he say? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Borei Menei Dishim, Al Yirakot. That's what he says. Okay. Amar Rav Zeir Rita Rav Chanina Bar Papa Ein Halacha Rav Yehuda. We don't follow this, as we know. We don't follow Rav Yehuda. Bar Chiya Rita Rav Chanina Bar Papa My Tam of the Rav Yehuda. Amar Kra. The verse says Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. You should bless God every day. So the Gemara asks a funny question. These questions are, in other words, they ask the question to get to the answer, I think. Obviously, Yom means a 24-hour period. Like every day. Every day doesn't mean in the daytime, doesn't mean not at night. But the Gemara says that. You could have said, Baruch Hashem, Yom Balayla, I guess. So why did it say Yom Yom? Every day, day. It sounds like Mevarchim Oto, Ubalayla, the white lines, Ein Mevarchim Oto, Ela Lamar Lecha, Kol Yom Vayom, Tein Lo Me'ein Birchotav. You have to make a blessing relevant to the day, relevant to what you're doing. So, that's borein minei deshem. So the food, the yirakot, is related to desha. So the bracha should be like that. I assume that's what he's saying. Hachinami kol min v'min. Whatever food you're eating, tein lo mein birchotav. You should say the bracha that relates to exactly what you're eating. So I think borein minei deshem is apparently borei pri adama. Maybe it's too wide. Borein minei desha is a more type of a specific bracha, I assume. Marozei v'ritim v'rav chanina bar papa. Bo re'eh, come and see. Shalok midat HaKadosh Baruch Hu midat basar v'dam. Come and see the difference between God's character and man's character. We have this expression appears a lot all over the place. Midat basar v'dam. Human beings, kli re'kam. If you have an empty vessel, machzik. Then you can put something in it. Malay, we're quoting this again because it's the same person. If it's a full vessel, ain't no machzik. You can't add anything to a full vessel. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't no king. God is not like this. Malay, machzik. The fuller the vessel is, the more it can hold. Right? Sort of in spiritual matters. The more you have, the more wisdom you have, the easier it is to add wisdom. The emptier it is, and you have, and the guy, you know, it's hard to add something. Reikam, when it's empty, ain't no machzik. The Gemara is now going to say in regards to mitzvah. Shenemar bayomer, im shamoa tishma. If you listen, and the Torah repeats, shamoa tishma, vayam shamoa tishmu. Im shamoa tishma. If you listen, you'll listen more. Everybody knows that. The more you practice, the easier it is. The more you learn something, the easier it is to learn. So the fuller it is, the more it is you can add more. Bim lav, lo tishman. If you have emptiness, it's very hard to add something to it. It's like a vicious circle. Davar acher, im shamoa bayashan, tishma b'chadash. If you heard it, the bayashan, so Rashi said, you review. The old stuff, you listen to what you once learned, tishma b'chadash, the more you review, the more you can learn going forward. Review is the most important part of learning. It's when you learn taf yomi, it becomes impossible to review, but review is a great thing. Vim yifne levavcha, but if your heart will depart from what you've done in the past, shuv lo tishma, you won't be able to gain more. Okay, we build on what we learned before. Okay. Next Mishnah, Peirach al Peirot Eilan on fruit. Peirot Eilan borei pri adama yatsa. So if you make by mistake a borei pri adama on an apple or an orange, you're good. You're fulfilled the mitzvah. Why? Because the an apple grows from the ground and the orange grows from the ground. It grows on a tree, but the tree grows from the ground. But peirot haaretz borei pri aetz. But if you make, peirot aretz means a vegetable, you make on a cucumber, borei pri aetz lo yatsa, there's no tree. There's land for the tree, but there's no tree for the land, right? So you do not fulfill, that's a well-known mitzvah. In other words, the broader, if you make a specific mitzvah, you better get it right. If you make a general mitzvah, it's okay, which is what the Gemara says. Val kulam, on anything, bread, well, we'll see that in a moment. On anything you do, imamar shakol niyeh bidvaro, yatsa. Shakol niyeh bidvaro, it's everything, that's true. Everything is created because of the word of God, bidvaro, by yom olim. The whole world is shakol niyeh bidvaro. So therefore, if you make that on any food, you fulfill the mitzvah bidyevet. It's better to make an individual bracha. Okay, so the Gemara says, Mantana, who is the person who says the Ikar Ilan? In other words, what do you mean you fulfill the mitzvah if you say Borei Pri Adama on a tree? That means the tree is connected to the land. Mantama the Ikar the ikar ilan aru, the main part of a tree is the lamp, not the tree. Amar, which would sound like almost the katchili mekvor piyadama. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rav Yehuda, this is the view of Rav Yehuda, the Tnan. Yaveh shamayan niksat zilan. This is talking about the mitzvah bikurim. So you know the farmer has to bring the first fruits to Jerusalem. So what happens if he took on the Shivat meeting, let's say? That's what he has to bring. They can have. So he has some olive. He takes some olives from his olive tree. And then before he gets to do the bikurim, the tree, somebody, you know, chops down the tree. So he doesn't have the olive. In other words, he doesn't have the tree anymore. That's it. The olive tree is all dead. Or the water, the well that waters the whole field is dried out. It's interesting. I assume they're not going to get it back. But in other words, right now the field is dead, basically. It can't be watered. Maybe veino kore. So the farmer brings the bikurim, but he cannot do the second part. Remember, the farmer has to bring bikurim and has to stay a whole historical lesson. God, it's what we do on Pesach. We take partial bikurim. Partial bikurim forms the basis of the story on Pesach. It's short. It's a retrospective. The farmer said, "Arami yovaydavi vayeres mitzrayma vayagar shamim teimat." Right? Says those pesukim, and God took son. Now on Pesach, we don't say the last two pesukim. What the farmer says. In other words, the farmer says all the stuff we say on Pesach, God took us out, Pizron the Tuyah, etc. And then he says, and here I am in the land that you gave me, and here are the fruits. So we don't say that on Pesach. So the scholars claim they used to say that. They stopped saying it in the year 70. In other words, in the original Pesach Seder, because it says in the Torah, in the Mishnah, it says, V'kore me arame avi at sof ha-parsha. You read to the end of the parsha. So the simple meaning is read the whole thing. That's what I think a lot of people say. Rav Soloveitchik said, no, Rav Soloveitchik said they never said it because it has nothing to do with the notion of a Pesach. Pesach is not about coming to the land of Israel. Anyways, it's neither here nor there. But so Rav Yehuda says he cannot do the mitzvah of Korei if the tree's not going to produce fruit anymore because that's what the Tanakhama says. Rav Yehuda says, maybe Vikori. Rav Yehuda says, you can do the whole thing. Because who cares about the tree? The fruit is connected to the land. As long as the land exists, you can say the whole mitzvah Bikurim. Kind of interesting. Even though it's not going to grow anymore. But it can't have for next year. But who cares? The fruit comes from the land. Vapeirota aretz, pshita. Obviously, if you make a borei pri ha'etz on a cucumber, you didn't fulfill your mitzvah. Amar Nachman bar Yitzchak, not so simple. Lo nitzrach el Rav Yehuda. This is needed for Rav Yehuda. Damar chita, because Rav Yehuda says wheat is a tree. Wheat is a form of a tree, even though it grows from the ground. There's no tree for the wheat kernel. Nonetheless, I might have thought you can make borei pri ha'etz on the wheat. Why? The Tanya, Ilan Shachal Mimenu Adam Harishon. You know that apple that man didn't eat in the Garden of Eden? So the apple that he didn't eat was wheat. Ilan Shachal Mimenu Adam Harishon. Rav Meir Omer, we'll get to in a second. Geffen was wine. Man ate grapes. I know, where does the apple come from? We know that's a Christian idea, but where did they get it from? Anybody know? Where did the notion that Adam ate an apple come from? I really have no idea. Okay, nobody does either. Rav Meir says it was a grape. Now, obviously, nobody knows. Like the Gemara said, they have no idea. They're speculating what could have been. Okay, now why should it be a grape? Again, it's she'ein lecha davar shemivi yalalal damalian. You know what? You want to mess up, get drunk, and then you'll do all kinds of things you're not supposed to do, right? So the grape symbolizes the potential for sinning and disaster, so that's what man ate. Okay. Shenemar Bayesh min hayayin, Bayishkar, that's by Noach, I think, right? He drank from the wine and he got drunk. Of course, that's why Adam, it's sort of anachronistic a little bit, but Adam ate grape. He didn't get drunk till he ate the grape, but because he got drunk from grapes, that's what he ate. Rav Nechemya Omer Te'ena, it was a fig. Because the thing that made him sin is he had to repair a sin. Because it says, what happened? Man had to put on clothes after he sinned, right? Because in the Garden of Eden, there was no distinction between the spiritual and the physical life. So a man could be naked because the physical and spiritual went together. Once man ate from the Eitz HaDaat, there was a breaking between the physical and the spiritual. So he had to cover himself. That's what we know. That's what Torah said. So what did he cover himself? With the leaves of a fig tree. Why a fig tree? Because he sinned with the fig tree. So he's doing, you know, yeshuva, so to speak, with figs. Ravi Yossi, or Ravi Hudomer, chitaita. It was wheat. Why? She'ena tinok yodeli kro ava ve'ima achitom tam dakan. When does a kid learn how to talk? Very interesting. Gemara says a kid learns how to call mommy and daddy at the same time he can start to eat real food. Is that true? I think the kids eat real food first, no? In our society, kids eat real food 10 months, 8 months, you know, depending, right? There. When they kid, I don't know what wheat they're talking about. That's the time. So I guess that's the time you can begin to recognize you have parents. So that was what Adam ate from. Okay, so it's a tree, because he ate from the tree, Eitz HaDaat. And if the Eitz HaDaat was a chita tree, so then you can make bor creates on a chita. So Gemara says, you know, I don't know what Adam did. But when it comes to Hilchot Brachot, you make bor creates on a wheat, you don't fulfill your obligation. I'm not so good. The Gemara had to tell us, don't think because Rabbi Yehuda says it was a wheat tree, so it's okay if you make bor creates on wheat. That's where he had to bring it. Okay, Sakatata Chaminach, I might have thought, Ho Avama Rav Yehuda Chita Minilan, Hu Levarach Aleh, Bor Priyetz, Kamash Malah, nope, that doesn't work. Hecha the Marachina Bor Priyetz, when do you make Bor Priyetz? Hecha the Kisha Katalei Lepeire, when you remove the fruit, Ita Lekazva Vahadar Mapik, the fruit will grow back automatically. You don't have to do anything to the apple, the orange tree, it automatically grows back. But if you take the fruit and it won't grow back, the other mefik lomavarchim ala bor priyetz ala bor priyadama. So, is that vegetables also grow automatically? No. No, you have to plant them every year. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Right. What about a banana? That's a whole question. What do you make a brachim make? I think the halakha is you make a dama on a banana, but it may be more like a tree than a vegetable. Yeah, Hilchot Brachot is really complicated. I mean, especially in the modern world with when food compounds mixed all together. But the basic rule, this is the basic rule. If it will grow back automatically, it's bor priyetz. If you have to plant it every year, it's bor priyadama. Okay, pineapple. I assume is bor priyadama. I'm pretty sure that's what I make whenever I eat pineapple. Why? How does a pineapple grow? It grows on a tree, though, no?
Yeah.
So why do we make bor priyadama on pineapples? Maybe I'm making a mistake. That's one possibility. But I do think there is a reason we make bor priyadama on pineapples. I have to look up. I don't remember now. Okay. Velkulam mimamar shahakol. So we started in the Mishnah. If you say shahakol, that's good. So the Gemara says, "Itmar Rav Huna Mar no chutz min apadumin yain." Not doesn't apply to bread and wine. If you shed shakel and bread and wine, you did not fulfill your obligation. Rav Yochanan Amar filu pat v'yain, even bread and wine, you did. Neima ketnai. So this must be similar to an earlier machloket. Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan are moraim, so they're following in the footsteps of the Tanaim. Why? Ra'apat, a person sees bread. V'amar kama ne'et patzu. Ah, how beautiful is this bread? Baruch HaMakom, blessed is the God, Shabara, Yatsa, that's good enough. He didn't make Baruch HaTar Shemakim HaKalam, but he thanked God for the pot, good enough. Ratenai saw fig, Vamar Kamane, how beautiful this fig is. Baruch HaMakom, Shabara, Yatsa, Divir Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that's good. Rav Yossi Omer Lo, Kol HaMeshanam Imepeh Shatvu Chachami Brachot Lo Yatsa Dechovato. The rabbis established a formula. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Whoever changed the formula did not fulfill the bracha. You have to make, it's true, you thank God, but you didn't make a bracha. And you have to make the bracha again. So the Gemara wants to say, Neima must be Rav Huna, who says it's no good. He says, like Rav Yossi, because you changed the nusach of the bracha, you're not Yotzi. And Rav Yochanan, who says it is good to say shakal, he doesn't care as long as you're thanking God. It doesn't matter exactly what you thank God. Come on, Rav Meir. So Rav Meir is going to answer, no. Each one is going to be able to explain the other opinion. Amar lecha Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Ana amar da filil Rav Meir.
My opinion goes even according to Rav Meir, who says, you know, how beautiful it is good. Why? Ad kan lo kama Rav Meir hata melehecha matker shmei depat. Rav Meir says it's good. You know why? Because he mentioned bread. How beautiful is this piece of bread? So it's Yotze. Aval hechav, he just says a shahakol. The ka, the lo matker shmei depat. He just shahakol that. Even Rav Meir would agree it's no good. That's what Rav Huna says. Rav Yochanan says, I can explain my opinion that it is good if you say, you know, shakol is good on bread and wine. And afilu Rav Yossi, even according to Rav Yossi, who says if you change the matbeya, if you change the firm, it's no good. Adkan lo kama Rav Yossi. Why does Rav Yossi say how beautiful is this bread is no good? Mishum de kamar bracha de lo tiknu rabban. He made up a new bracha. There is no bracha like that. Kama na ilan zu. I mean, that doesn't exist. But he's not changing what the rabbi said. He's just applying it to a different case. Okay, that's okay. It's very interesting. In other words, each one can explain the opposite opinion. We don't know. There's no proof. We don't know that's what they would say, but we only know what they say in that case. We can't extrapolate to any other cases. Okay. Binyamin Reya Karach Rifta. I guess Binyam Rei was his name. He wrapped bread. Bamar Baruch Brichme, he was talking Aramaic. The high pita. Blessed is the master of this, you know, pita. Pita, you know, pita bread. Of this bread. Amarav Yatsa. It's good. Bamarav, hold on, how can that be? Rav said, Ko Bracha Hashem Bo Haskaros. He didn't even mention God's name. Just said master of the world, Baruch Maria. He didn't even say of the world. He didn't say, he just said Baruch Maria. Baskarat Hashem, no bracha. Damar Baruch. So he says, okay. He said Baruch Rachmana. So he added, and you're right. He has to say, blessed is the merciful one. Marit, Dai Pita. Fahabin and Shalosh Brachot. Hold on. When you eat bread, you have to make three brachot. I don't get what the question is. Can you answer? What are the three brachot? Birchat Hamazon. So he was assuming that the Gemara was assuming at this point that Binyam Rei, that was his Birchat Hamazon. Thank God for the bread. Brich Mara, the master of the bread. That's not good. You have to make three brachot when you do Birchat Hamazon. So he says, my yatsa. No. What does Rav say is good? Yatsa bebracha rishona. First of the white lines. That's only for bracha rishona, but not for Birchat Hamazon. My kamashmalan. That's obvious. Well, why wouldn't he be yotze? He said, Baruch Rachmana, Maradon, whatever. So Mike, I say, says, Afagav, what do you want to tell me? That he said in Aramaic, it's good. Damra Belashon Chol. That's obvious. Tanina. The mission Sota tells us there are a whole bunch of things to say in any language, right? So there's some things that have to be in Hebrew. For Birchat Kohanim has to be in Hebrew. Kotu Barchu. There's certain things, a Chalitza ceremony has to be in Hebrew. The Torah gives you language, but many things. Daphne can be in English, can be whatever language you want. This is why the mission is doing in Sota. When they tell the girl, all the wife, all the they read her the right act and tell her what she has to do, they can do it then in any language. Parshat Sota. When the farmer says he gave all his tithes, can be in any language. Kriyat Shema, I can say, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. It's fine. Tefillah, blessed our Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Good enough. Birchat Hamazon. We thank God. Say it all in English. Right? So I know that. So obviously it's good. The Lord says, Itzterech. I still had to teach us that what this guy did, Brich Mare, is good. Sakadata Chamina. I would have thought, that's if you translate it. And it was in the days of Achashverosh, right? The Megillah, you can read in any language too, in theory. But he made up his own language. He didn't say Brich Shmei. He didn't say the whole Brach in Aramaic. He said a theme of Aramaic. I might have thought it's no good. Kamashvalan, it is good. You can make a Brach in any language. You can make a Brach however you want. Just as long as you thank God. It's good enough. I mean, you see different opinions. Rabbi Yossi said, no, I have to follow my Be'er Chachamim. But here you have views. As long as you follow, you thank God, it's good enough. Gufa. We'll go back to what we learned before. Amarav. Ko bracha Hashem bo haskarat Hashem. Whatever doesn't mention God's name. And remember, he said, Rachman is good enough for God's name. Doesn't have to be one of, there's seven names of God, right? There's seven names of God that can't be erased. El Shaddai, Hashem, Elohim, Tzvakot, right? Rachmana, Makom, that's, it's a name, it references God, but you're allowed to erase that name. So, and yet before that was okay. Haskarat Hashem was good enough for a bracha. But here it says, Rav says, any bracha that doesn't mention God's name ain't no bracha. And Rav Yochanan goes a step further. Amar, ko bracha Hashem bo malchut. If you don't say melech ha'olam, that God is the king, you have to say, well, that's what we say, bracha v'shem bo malchut, right? That's a question. It's a certain, like when we say, baruch shepatroni miyon chol shel zeh. So you know many people, I don't know many people, but in many sources, you're supposed to say that bracha b'shem umafu baruch atah Hashem Elokim Echolam Shabbat Ram Yonshul Shilzah. Of course, there are other sources that say it's the son who says the bracha, not the father, right? You know that. Because it's the Gemara says that sometimes we punish the son for the sins of the father before the age of bar mitzvah. So once the kid is bar mitzvah, he, thank God, he doesn't have to worry about the sins of his father anymore. Anyways, ko bracha shem umachud eino bracha. Amar Abai kvate de Rav Mistabra. Like Rav makes more sense. The Tanya, lo avarti mitzvotecha velo shachachti. This is the vidu maser. I didn't forget. Lo avarti milavarech. I didn't pass over my blessing. Velo shachachti milaskir shimcha. Mention your name. Vilo malchut. We don't have to say the kingdom of God. Rav Yochanan says it does include malchut. Lo shachachti milaskir shimcha malchut chalav. I didn't forget to say this is the bracha on Truma Masa, Rashi points out. You have to make a bracha when you say Truma Masa. Bracha Sharki Shano Yitzadav Yitzivano Lafrish Truma Maser. And that's how actually we have Wipaskin. That a bracha has to have Shem Umachut. You have to say God's name and you have to say Melech Olam. Okay, third mission of the day. Valdavar She'en Gadula Manar, something that doesn't grow from the ground. Domer Shakon Niyabitvaro. Ala chometz on vinegar, ala novlot, the Gemara, novlot, let's say are messed up like dates. We'll get there. Valha govai are grasshoppers, kosher grasshoppers. Omer shak kol niyabi vero, right? Like on meat, we say shak on meat, fish. It doesn't grow from the ground. Rav Yehuda said, no, you don't make a bracha. Koshu mi min klala, like say vinegar, wine turned bad, you don't make any bracha on it. That's a food you don't want. That's cursed food. Aim of Archimelav. Okay. Now you have a lot of food to eat, and what bracha do you make first? So what bracha do you make first? The Gemara says, Hayulafana minim harbe. A lot of different foods. You have apples, and you've got chocolate cake, and licorice, whatever, and a glass of water. So Rav Yehuda Omer, im yesh b'nei min shiva, if you have one of the shivat minim, because they're special, they're mentioned in Torah, you should say bor priates on that. And then do the other brachas. But Chaim say, no, you make a bracha whenever you want to eat. Whenever you're most hungry, you can make whatever bracha you want. Baruch aleiz mehem shiirtza. Tana Rabbana, and the rabbis learned, Adavar she'en gidulo min haaretz, something that doesn't grow from the ground, kom basar behemot, meat, chayot, vofot, v'dagim, umer shakoni v'ro, ala chalav on milk, ha beitzim on eggs, ha gvinah, on cheese, umer shako, ala pat she'ifsha, bread that's spoiled, that got ruined a little bit, maybe, I don't know, you know, sour bread or something, v'ala yain she'hi cream, wine that's not good anymore, Tavshil shavar tzuroto, a plate that doesn't look the way it was. I don't know why you would eat these things, but they were hungry, whatever. It's kind of interesting. We would throw it out. But in the Gemara, shakol, they would make a shakol. Ala melech, salt, which we said before you should have on all your food. Ala zamit, I don't know what zamit is exactly. I brought my computer, but I don't talk to him because in the Koran Gemara, they have all these nice pictures of what all these things are. Al-Kimihinu Pitriotas are mushrooms of some sort. Omer Shahakwo. So the Gemara says, Lameimra de Kimihinu Pitriot, I think leeks and mushrooms. Lav Gidule Karka. In other words, why do you make a Bori Pri? Why do you make a Shahakwo? You should make a Bori Pri Adama. They grow from the ground. But Tanya, how do I know they grow from the ground? We have another halakha context. We consider them growing from the ground. A person takes a vow that he's not going to eat from anything that grows from the peirut haaretz. So a serpent peirut haaretz, okay? He's forbidden to eat the fruit. Mutar, but he can eat kmihinu pichyot. Mimamar, kol gidule karka, whatever grows from the ground, alai asur, I'm forbidden to eat. Epic minu pitriot, even mushrooms he can't eat. So you see, it grows from the ground. He should make a boy priyatama. So, Amar Abaye, mirba rabu me'ara. You have to need a farmer here. Minko lo yanke me'ara. It grows from the ground, but it doesn't get its sustenance from the ground. So I don't know what that means. I don't know, right? Mir, it comes from the ground, from the moisture of the ground, but it doesn't get its nourishment from the ground. I don't know what that means. Now, there's this, I don't know, do mushrooms grow in any weird way? I don't know. Anyways, that's Gemara said. But we said anything that doesn't grow from the ground. Tani al davar shein yonek min haaretz. If it doesn't get its sustenance from the ground. In other words, it can grow connected to the ground, but if it's not, somehow the ground is not causing it to grow. And that's apparently what the Gemara says by mushroom, you will not make a bori pri adamah.